from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Mulane. It's Thursday, November 19th. Coming up, Carl's five Central Illinois hospitals are seeing a rise in COVID-19 patients in recent weeks. At Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana, 69 patients are currently hospitalized with the virus, with six patients in the ICU. We'll hear how the hospital system is faring in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's longtime confidant is facing federal corruption charges, and so are three ex-Commonwealth Edison executives and lobbyists. Dave McKinney reports.
Madigan himself wasn't charged in a blockbuster federal indictment released Wednesday evening, but the feds repeatedly characterized the Democratic speaker as Public Official A. Those charged include Madigan's close friend Michael McLean, former ComEd CEO Ann Promajori, and ex-utility lobbyists John Hooker and Jay Doherty. The indictment alleges the four conspired to bribe Madigan associates so the speaker would help advance ComEd's Springfield agenda between 2011 and 2019. Representatives for Promajori and Doherty disputed the charges. Neither McLean nor Madigan responded to requests for comment Wednesday night. This is Dave McKinney.
COVID-19 is now the third leading cause of death in Illinois as the state sinks deeper into the second wave of the pandemic. Governor J.B. Pritzker says scientific models project that by the middle of winter, the average number of deaths reported daily could reach levels four or five times higher than the peak of COVID-19 deaths in the spring.
A risk that grows as hospitals become increasingly filled by more patients and as more of our heroic healthcare workers get sick, leading to staffing shortages.
But those projections are based on implementing no further mitigations, and the governor has announced new restrictions that include shuttering casinos, museums, and banquet halls. Pritzker says to save lives, people need to wear a mask, keep their distance, and avoid large gatherings, including upcoming Thanksgiving holiday dinners. The state of Illinois is reporting more than double the number of new daily cases compared to 3 weeks ago. Yesterday, public health officials reported more than 8,900 new COVID-19 cases and 140 deaths. More than 11,000 Illinois residents have died since the pandemic began. The seven-day statewide case positivity rate is 14.2%, and nearly 6,000 people are in the hospital with COVID in Illinois. That's another record. Meanwhile, Champaign County reported 225 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. There are nearly 1,600 active cases in the county, up from 772 on Monday. Officials also reported one additional death, pushing Champaign County's total to 41. Macon County health officials reported two more deaths from COVID-19 yesterday and 132 new cases. That pushes the number of active cases to more than 1,800, with 50 people hospitalized. In Vermilion County, officials announced the 29th COVID-related death, a person in their 60s. They announced 61 new positive cases, and the number of active cases increased slightly to 261. 24 of those people are hospitalized. Still to come, Carl recently launched a program aimed at freeing up hospital beds by providing virtual monitoring to COVID-positive patients safely at home. We'll hear about that program and more next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Mulane. Carl's five Central Illinois hospitals are seeing a rise in COVID-19 patients in recent weeks. Hospital leaders say they're prepared to meet the growing need. Carl recently launched a program aimed at freeing up hospital beds by providing virtual monitoring to COVID-positive patients safely at home. Illinois Newsroom's health reporter Christine Herman spoke with Carl Foundation Hospital President Lynn Barnes to learn more and to discuss how the hospital system has been faring throughout the pandemic.
During the months of March, April, and May, even though we'd done a ton of planning, we really were in a position where we were very well prepared, but yet didn't have the volumes that any of us, I think, thought could happen. And that was extremely fortunate. We kind of saw that flattening of the curve. So back then, I would say maybe we would have 6 to 12 patients in-house. That might have even been our high. But then during the summer, we did see a bit of an increase, but nothing crazy, maybe 12, you know, 15 patients over the summer months. And then in late August, maybe actually kind of early August, I think, we began to see a little bit of an increase. But wow, then in October, we've seen some pretty significant increases. During the week of October 4th and 5th, we had a positivity rate of about 7.45% out of nearly 6,500 tests. This past week, this one week that we just finished, we did over 10,000 tests and had a positivity rate of 14.92%. So really the rate has doubled just in that time frame. And then as far as actual case numbers, our case numbers were 483 during that week of October 4th through 10th. And now we tripled that to 1,500 in the most recent week.
So I understand it was in September when Carl Foundation Hospital launched a new program called COVID at Home. Can you talk about what made you decide to launch this program and what exactly it involves?
Well, what we saw was a growing number of patients coming to the hospital, coming to the ED and being admitted in early September. So we thought to ourselves, you know, we need to do what we can to help people stay at home, be safe, and not be anxious. So with those goals in mind, we established a program that when a patient comes to our emergency department in Urbana and they are diagnosed with COVID, and if the doctor doesn't, you know, it's kind of on the borderline, you know, do they need to be admitted or maybe they could go home? We take those patients and we enroll them in our COVID at home program. They get a kit that includes a pulse oximeter, which of course takes the percentage of oxygen that you have in your blood on your finger. And then they get a thermometer and they get some very clear instructions. So patients get to go home. They get to be carefully monitored by a virtual visit. And we say that a hospital bed, most people prefer being at home and they get great care. So far, we've had 82 patients enrolled in the program since the middle of September when we started it, and 77 of them have been discharged from the program, which is great. And of the 82, we only had about 15% of those that did have to be admitted.
And I imagine some patients might feel like maybe it's safer for me to just be in the hospital just in case. But the point of this program is that actually for many situations, as long as there's the right monitoring going on, many patients can recover safely at home.
Exactly. I think some people would feel that way. Well, just in case. But the whole goal of this program is to beat the just in case. You know what I mean? To you're talking every day with a patient.
And then, you know, nationally, we hear things about hospitals filling up. But it sounds like you're saying at least Carl's hospitals are in a good place for now, and you don't anticipate it getting to a point of reaching capacity.
I think we'll continue to be challenged. However, I feel like we are in a good spot and are well prepared to expand resources to meet the need.
That's Carl Foundation Hospital President Lynn Barnes speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. You can find a link to Carl's new COVID-19 dashboard at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we have a breezy day on tap today with mostly sunny skies and a high of 65 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Mary Hansen, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.